Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, October 1st. The Western Slopes rural communities face unique economic and employment challenges. KVNF's Jody Peterson has a story on state efforts meant to help with that.
During the week of September 23rd, state officials visited several rural Western Slope communities to hear about workforce barriers and challenges. Top staff from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment met with leaders from education, industry, and government in Paonia, Durango, and in Montrose County's West End. The West End, which includes Nucla, Naturita, Bedrock, Redvale, and Paradox, has seen major changes in its economy over the past few years. The New Horizon coal mine closed in 2017, and Nucla's coal-fired power plant shut down on September 19th. The mine and power plant had provided the region's major source of tax revenue and employment. Together, they accounted for at least 60 jobs. To help the West End and other coal-dependent communities weather changes, Governor Jared Polis established a Just Transition Office under the Department of Labor and Employment. That office is the first of its kind in the country, and it's working on a plan to help displaced coal workers retrain for other jobs. It will also coordinate with another new state agency created by Polis, the Office of Future Work, which will address workforce trends such as changing technology, the increasing cost of housing and health care, and the growing number of workers in gig jobs that don't provide benefits. Other assistance for the West End is coming from the West End Development Corporation and the Montrose Workforce Center, which are helping workers with training, job placement, and small business development. And Tri-State is providing $500,000 in community support to help with the transition. Some of the common themes that state officials heard during their visit to Western Slope communities, according to a state press release, included how rural towns can proactively deal with major economic and workforce changes, connect to remote work opportunities, and increase economic diversity as rural economies shift away from coal and extractive industries. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Many communities across the Rocky Mountain West are growing, and that's leading to all kinds of tension. This is particularly true in towns becoming increasingly reliant on tourists. From KUNC, Luke Runyon visited one resort town in Colorado, grappling with a trail proposal that has exposed deep divides within its recreational community.
Lorraine Martin and Barb Dowski steer their bikes over a small boulder on Emerald Mountain. It's a popular mountain biking spot overlooking Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
I don't have my bell on here. So hard that I snapped my bell off.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The trail is dusty and full of rocks. When we pull off for a break, two other bikers haul up the hill and pass us. Both women are avid bikers and in leadership roles at Route County Riders, a nonprofit that represents mountain bikers in the area. For the past year, their group has been at the center of heated discussions about the future of recreation here.
When we talk to people around other communities about the situation in Steamboat, every community is having a similar situation.
The situation Dowski is talking about is the Mad Rabbit Trails Project. In its original form, it proposed using city tax dollars collected from tourists to build a network of trails in two areas of Route National Forest, Mad Creek and Rabbit Ears Pass, hence the name Mad Rabbit.
Summer is on the rise, so we do need somewhere to put all those hikers, bikers, riders, folks who want to use the trail systems.
Martin's group includes some of the project's most vocal proponents, who argue that existing trails are overflowing. And without new ones, Steamboat Springs will be unprepared for the ever-growing number of tourists who come here.
It's not just that Steamboat needs new trails. Steamboat needs a diversity of trails for different levels of rider and user. And it also needs a diversity of trail areas.
The Mad Rabbit proposal comes on the heels of another newly built trail system. That one, in the Buffalo Pass area northeast of town, quickly saw jam-packed parking lots. When the idea of building even more came up, local resistance began to grow.
People started noticing that, in particular, elk weren't around those trails anymore.
That's Larry Desjardins. He's board president of Keep Route Wild, a wildlife advocacy group formed specifically to oppose the Mad Rabbit trails.
And it brought up concerns, and because of that, With this proposal, we started digging deeper and deeper on that and wanting to have it either canceled or modified in a wildlife-friendly way.
Desjardins says he wants an admission from the city's recreators that simply enjoying nature through hiking or biking has an impact. But he also says the addition of new trails hit on a deeper anxiety about how Steamboat is changing from a once sleepy ranch hamlet to winter sports mecca to now a bustling year-round recreation destination.
These mountain communities are growing, and people are concerned that if the growth isn't managed, they aren't going to be able to keep the same kind of lifestyle that they're used to.
With emotions running high, Mad Rabbit meetings and online forums became vitriolic. At one point, the local newspaper, the Steamboat Pilot and Today, had a backlog of dueling letters to the editor. And more recently, stickers have popped up on downtown light posts poking fun at Desjardins' group. They read, "Keep Route Entitled."
The population growth in the state has absolutely been acknowledged.
Winnie Della Quadri works for the city and oversees the funds used to pay for new trail initiatives.
Because a lot of people come saying, "I really like what we have today and I don't want us to change anything." Even if you don't want to change anything, it's all going to change anyway.
She says the community is taking steps to better plan for growth and how its recreation economy handles more hikers, bikers, hunters, and skiers. After bringing in an outside mediator, the parties involved in Mad Rabbit have reformed as an ad hoc group that can look at broader recreation issues as they arise.
You're going to be seeing this more and more.
Again, Keep Route Wild's Larry Desjardins.
And the sooner that we can come and say, yes, there's impacts, and yes, there's ways of minimizing those impacts, the sooner we're going to be able to have a plan for an environment that meets everybody's needs.
The original Mad Rabbit proposal has been scaled back to include fewer new trails and seasonal closures of some trails to balance the needs of wildlife. Still has to go through a federal environmental review that could start as early as March. Lorraine Martin of Route County Riders says her group gave up a lot of trail mileage to get closer to a community consensus.
There are more individuals who want to be getting out there on foot, on bikes. And I maintain that the folks that can get out there and be educated and be advocates for our forested areas, those are the people that we want out there.
Because it's a lot harder to care about a place, she says, if you never get to enjoy it. I'm Luke Runyon in Steamboat Spring.
For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.